It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed. Today, the story of a woman from Weymouth who helped children.
For 29 years, Loretta Barusso worked at the Cambridge Pediatrics Clinic as a medical assistant, taking measurements and temperatures, checking vision and hearing. The door to a waiting room full of drooping parents and fever-filled children would open, and there she was, a crown of platinum hair, a white coat covered with Disney characters, pockets filled with Spider-Man stickers. It was as if Retta had emerged from some cheerful kingdom and was going to bring one lucky guest back with her.
The door would open and there'd be this tall woman in white, just like glowing with happiness. And you're in room three. And you'd be like, yay for me! I get to go to room three with Retta.
Cara Morin brought her children in for years. Retta knew who had a role in the new play, who had just started soccer. Each child she met was someone to delight in. Children felt the same way, and so did parents.
It was like the bright spot in taking your chronically sick kid to the doctor's office is that you get to see Retta. And sometimes my kids would get so relieved, I think, to see her. At home, they'd be lethargic and they'd be whining. And then by the time the doctor comes in, they're like just bouncing around the room like usual. And he's wondering why I've come in with them. And I'm like, oh, until they saw Retta, they were really sick, you know. So and then they saw her and now they're, you know, spontaneously well.
Finger pricks to check lead levels hurt. But Retta knew how to fascinate her patients out of pain.
And it was a goofy, goofy song. It didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense at all. I'm gonna plant the watermelon on the side of a hill, and then I'll slurp the juice all up.
Even the most routine tasks became extraordinary accomplishments. With Retta, everything was cause for celebration.
To have Retta measure your height is an event. You know, it's like there's a build-up, and now you're gonna stand here, heels together, all right, all the way back, just, okay, great. Wow! It's not like you're 48 inches tall. It's just like, oh my, look at you, 42 inches tall! It was just an event.
Sleepless mothers with dozens of worries and in a different kind of pain were soothed too.
To have somebody like Retta with her presence and her warmth say, this is all going to be fine. And you believe it. You believe it.
For many years, Kara's son mistakenly and brilliantly believed Retta was a doctor. And she was. At least, she was his treater. The death that caused her to disappear made no sense, and he spoke for everyone in her waiting room when he learned of it.
My son was so incensed. I mean, he said, but you're doctors. Why didn't you help her? It was a question that was just really filled with pain. And there's no answer, you know, for a little kid.
Cara Morin telling writer Alyssa Eli about Loretta Barusso, who died of cancer in January. She was 53. To suggest someone for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.